Hello, everybody. It's been a while. I know. Welcome to another episode of the Afropreneur Podcast, and I am so excited to be back. My name is Uwem Uwemapan, and I have this small but mighty co-host
small.
Right
here. Please, I'm not small but mighty.
Listen, Abeng.
I'm powerful. Abeng, go, guys. How are you all? We've missed you.
So what are we discussing today?
We're going to be discussing multitasking, pretty much. Should an entrepreneur multitask? Is multitasking important to productivity? Does this actually spur productivity?
Are you efficient while multitasking?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as entrepreneurs, we can't run away from multitasking because you're expected to achieve so much. Especially when you have multiple, businesses, and you have to achieve so many things on the same day. So you have clients calling you from left, right, center. Things happening as like they happen when you're doing business, and people expect you to get everything done. So multitasking is actually part of entrepreneurship.
But it's not everything that is important to you. If you can tell what you want to get and segment it, get done and segment it, you're on your way to success.
Yeah. But I also think that one of the reasons why we fall into that mistake of thinking we have to multitask all the time is because we feel we are going to achieve more by putting everything, doing everything all at once. But we forget that it is better to put everything in an order of priority. Do the most important from the top, and then, go down to the ones that are least important at the day. One of the things I found that worked for me was every time in the morning, I sit down and write out a list of the things I ought to do. And then I start writing them in the order of priority, which is more important, which more has more impact. And then I also look for tasks that give me quick wins. You know, there are some things that when you do them, it feels like, oh, this boy is really working, or this guy is really working, and makes you feel encouraged. So you sort of find a way to mix those things up.
Well, that's true, but I also realize that when you multitask, sometimes you leave a lot of things hanging and you don't totally complete what you're trying to do. However, in this world where 24 hours is not enough, you need to try to multitask. I mean, you're an entrepreneur. Essentially, what that means is you're a superhero, meaning you have a lot of responsibility, and with great power comes great responsibility. So you need to learn how to be a superhero and make things happen. What I like to do is group two things together and get them done. Kill two birds with one stone, as women would like to call it, chunking. So I try to achieve two things at once. So I say I want to write an article, and I also want to help humanity. I will try my possible best to make the article about humanity so I can do two things and tick both things off my list. But then that's just a shady example. There are better examples.
There are tasks that are sort of interrelated. You can actually achieve or do them at the same time. That's what she means.
Exactly. Thank you, Uwe, my master.
So one of the things I also try to practice is that 80-20 rule, where you find out that 20% of the things you do give you 80% more impact, and 80% of the things you're doing just give you a little bit of 20% impact. So you try to look for those things that give you high impact and do them before you do those things that give you lesser impact in the day.
I think different people have different strategies that probably work for them. So what I would advise you to do is try the priority style. Look into it. Does it work for you?
Are you more efficient?
Like more important, arrange your task into more important and all that stuff. And then try to mix it up. I always try to advise people to mix it up. So you do your more important task, and then you do something small, like little rewards, things that you can quickly do and get done, so you don't feel like you don't achieve anything for the whole day. So you do that prioritizing thing. You also try out multitasking, try doing a couple of things at the same time, and then also try out chunking. Find out what works for you essentially, and based on that, determine what your strategy is going to be for your life. But as usual, I would say dreamers, planners, you don't make much. Just dreaming, talking, planning. Yes, without always having ideas. You don't do much. You just stay there, and you're essentially stagnant, doing nothing. What I advise people to do is just don't dream, just don't plan, just don't strategize.
Do it like Nike.
Exactly. Which is why I'm advising you to take up the three tasks, try both three of them, and see which works for you.
And like she said, get up and go, do something, but always have a plan. And that's the essence of, structuring your task and your day in the right manner. I mean, from the weekend, you can actually structure how you want your week. And then every day you pick out that, big plan and sort of filter them,
please, don't
them
be
down
too
into.
Serious.
Into.
Don't make it look like you wake up every day and clean about it.
No, but first, before I start working every day, I actually write down things I want to achieve
exactly
in the day.
Don't mislead people. tell them, okay, these are the things I want to achieve in the year, but don't make it look like you're going to write every step.
No, 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 that's not what I meant.
Brush your teeth and read the newspaper.
No, that's what I meant. I said at the weekend, I have an overview of what I want to achieve in the week. How many websites do I want to build? How many IT contacts do I need to get?
In,
you know,
summary,
all that.
Guys, just write what you want to achieve for the day every morning. So you could do that and put it on a sticky note and put it beside your laptop, or you could use your phone, or you could just essentially just know what you need
and
to
and their productivity
achieve.
Tools to actually help you do this.
Any.do is my favorite.
I mean, you have Any.do, you have, just go online and search for free productivity tools. You actually find them. Even your notepad, even your reminders on your phones can actually help you.
Calendar.
Can actually help you. So there are many things. So technology has actually made it easier for us to manage our time and manage productivity. So learn to use those things.
Leverage on people. You can't do it all. You can't, like, always train the right set of people to be around you so that they can help carry on. So you can assign, so you can delegate. You can't keep doing everything by yourself. 24 hours is not enough. 24 hours is too small.
I think the mistake is that we think that we are the ones that can drive the vision only. It's only us that understands
once
it.
Once you're driving a vision alone, it's already on the way to failure, because you can't do it all. You can't. You absolutely can't. Either you break out, you break down, or your vision burns out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's pretty much our tip for the day or for the week.
Or for the week. Or for life also, because it's actually a life lesson.
Yep.
Learn to manage your time properly. Multitasking, blah, 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 blah.
But essentially, find out what works for you.
Exactly.
We're so glad to be back. Please send us your comments, your questions, any contribution, whatever you want to say. Please just talk to us. I mean, we've missed you. Talk to us. Send us comments. You can comment here. You can send us your comments with email.
Yeah, questions
at theafropreneur.net. You could tweet at us at theafropreneur,
Instagram,
Facebook, all of that at theafropreneur.
I'll be sure to reply you.
Yep, any day, anytime.
So have a lovely week.
You've got to save, you've got to save, you've got to save it.